Good afternoon, good morning, sir. What is your name, sir?
Steve Martinez.
Okay, Mr. Martinez, what's going to do, Mr. Martinez?
That would be me also.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Carruthers is going to conduct your hearing, sir.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Oh, just one second. I forgot to put on my lapel mic. Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record, sir?
Steve Joshua Martinez, 065066.
Thank you, sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the community supervision. This hearing is regarding the three alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on August 15, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Myself.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on your video conference screen, I'll begin with me. My name is Louis Quinones, and I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing, pardon me. Next to me is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. After him is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, and at the end of the bench is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Oliveri, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Martinez and Mr. Oliveri, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? So help you God, or so you affirm.
Yes,
I do.
Very good. Mr. Martinez, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes.
Okay, sir. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal erasure company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven, as demonstrated by a use of methamphetamine on or about December 29, 2017, for the TASC GCMS lab report dated January 5, 2018. Mr. Martinez, is this true or false?
Yes, it is.
Thank you, sir. So that's true?
Yes, sir.
Just wanted to make sure. Thank you. Allegation number two, violation of condition 12B, as demonstrated by your failure to establish residence at MRC on or about January 10, 2018. Your whereabouts were now investor and absconded from supervision. Mr. Martinez, is this true or false?
Yes, it is.
Okay, marking that as true. And allegation number three, violation of condition 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to complete program at MRC on or about January 10, 2018. Mr. Martinez, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Martinez's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Martinez, we're going to continue with the second phase of your hearing. During this phase, the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Oliveri is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Thank you, Ms. Martinez.
Yes,
Mr. Oliveri.
Offender Martinez was released from the Department of Corrections on September 19th of 2017. He was arrested on February 26th of 2018 by Phoenix PD on Webster No. 1 only, returned back to DOC custody that same day, He has 47 days abscond. His projected supervision end date will be on July 4th of 2018. Current conviction, 2014, marijuana violation, 1 year, 3 months. Prior convictions, 1987, DWI, license suspended, revoked, 6 months. 1987, DWI, license suspended, revoked, 2 years. 2003, narcotic drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. And in 2007, burglary, third degree, 3 years. The offender has 5 terms with ABC. CU and IR scores are a 2-1, mental health score of a 1, and substance abuse score of a 3. There is no STG in information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 1991, TR, reverted to provisional, tech violator, and reached the CSED prior to seeing the BOSC. 2005, TIS completion, 7 months. And in 2009, TIS completion, 8 months. The offender has a moderate disciplinary history. Other arrest, 1997, theft, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 97, trafficking in stolen property, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 1999, taking the identity of another, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2001, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2003, narcotic drug violation, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. And in 2006, criminal damage, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. His community risk level is a G3, V3.
Thank you, Mr. O'Leary. Back to you, Mr. Martinez. We'll make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to live with your sponsor sister, Virginia Cross, or pardon me, Cost, at 15873 West Fillmore Street in Goodyear, Arizona. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
Is that where you lived the entire time that you were outside of the prison?
Yes, sir.
We don't have any employment notes. Were you working at all?
I'm on disability. I'm on doctor's supervision. Dr. Bryant.
Okay, sir. There were some programming notes that you referred to task for random drug testing. You had 2 negative urine specimens, which we commend you for. Then you had a positive for methamphetamine on December 29, 2017, and you also failed to submit a urine specimen on December 20, 2017. In September 2017, you referred to the SAGE program. You completed the program successfully, pardon me, on December 26, 2017, which again we commend you for. Sanctions notes. You were staffed with CCO Rich due to a missed UA on December 20, 2017, and a positive grade for methamphetamine on December 29th. CCO Rich attempted to engage in conversation regarding your positive UA, but you denied him using methamphetamine. After several more attempts to talk, it was clear that you were not willing to take ownership for your behavior or discuss anything at all. You advised that you'd be sanctioned MRC. You did not report to MRC, and you failed to complete the sanction. So, Mr. Martinez, I'll ask you, are you in the same position? Are you admitting that you used methamphetamine, or?
This is ideal. I've heard my lesson, this isn't me, I'm not the one kind of person to be locked up, you know? But we're here at this time. It's just for one chance, if I can't make.
Are you still struggling with methamphetamine abuse, sir?
No, sir. No, sir.
When's the last time you used drugs?
Probably the last time, first and last. I wouldn't eat first and last.
Well, sir, you have some previous convictions for DWI and also one for narcotics. So what were those about, sir?
They were DUI back in 88. I quit drinking. I don't drink no more.
And the narcotics charge, sir?
And then the narcotics drugs, being treated for something in my car, which they left it, I didn't know. And I got to go through over it, and stuff was there, so it was in my truck, so I got charged with it. So don't be there.
What kind of
drugs are you doing here?
What kind of drugs were found in your truck, sir? I'm just curious.
There was a method of judgment. If I was mine, it was somebody's that I dropped off and that they didn't know. It was me.
Well, sir, I'll ask you, and I certainly am not trying to be rude, but you have a lot of periods of probation, so you understand about supervised conditions, either through probation or parole. You also had some periods where you completed parole from past convictions.
Yes, sir.
Why did you abscond for 47 days?
I just got nervous, I didn't want to come back.
And what were you doing during that time, sir?
I was trying to get it to help people, like I said, basically farm and stuff like that. Don't waste time. And then I got my little doctors that told me twice a month. So now I just stay home. Got a permanent disability.
And so you decided just to break off contact with your parole officer?
Because the reason was because I didn't show up to that program. But if I get enough chance, I was probably sure I won't screw up. Because now I'm not just in my life, so I'm not just into me. I was left for almost 10 years. Since 07.
Well, I appreciate your commitment. What caused the Phoenix Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested on your absconding warrant?
I was driving.
And was there some sort of traffic violation, sir?
No, sir.
So what were you stopped for?
Because I was out at night. I'm going to my friends. Or she friend.
Okay, sir, I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Okay, Mr. Martinez, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We really ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel that you need to say?
Well, like I told you, if you give me a chance, you will never see me here there on the farm for our aggression again. Just ask one more chance.
Thank you, sir. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, Mr. Martinez.
Yes, sir.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, this is an unfortunate case inasmuch that Mr. Martinez has had he stated he had a long break in between with the correction system, but he does have 5 convictions, not to mention several felony convictions that resulted in probation for a variety of crimes in the state of Arizona. I do appreciate that he sounds committed to moving on with his life and staying out of trouble, but I cannot abide by absconding from supervision for 47 days. Not to mention that for whatever reason, he seemed to have some sort of slip up with the use of methamphetamine. And I'm not finding him suitable for returning to community supervision at this point, although I will say he does not have that much time left on his flat sentence. But that's where I'll begin the discussion. Okay, we have no further discussion by fellow board members. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion and see where the votes land. And that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W0151, a discussion with Mr. Martinez, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Martinez was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal laser company, inasmuch that he absconded from supervision and had some sort of slip up with the use of methamphetamine, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Newell, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Woodhouse. Mr. Martinez, your supervision has been revoked and will be released on or about, and I'll double check, but it looks like July 4th, 2018, which is we're pretty close to 3 months away. It's not that long. It's just a matter of weeks. We highly encourage you to take advantage of any programming that's available to you inside the Department of Corrections and put together a plan for your safe return to community. You sound committed to staying out of trouble from this point forward. You made mention of the fact that you're on disability. Hopefully you have some support out there, but more than anything, we ask you to put together a plan so that you can make a safe and productive and responsible return to the community this summer. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. And sir, with the best of intentions, we really hope not to see you again before this board in Orange. So thank you for appearing before this board. Have a great morning. Thank you, sir.